Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives
Welcome
of True Crime.
To the Sunshine State. Are you so happy to be here?
Can you see the sunshine in my background? It is a dreamy place to be, you guys. This California girl had to get her ass out of Texas.
Oh my God. It's so cold. It was 43 this morning on my walk.
Oh, it was 47. And I went to Starbucks, my favorite Starbucks. Got my favorite
Shout out
drink.
To all those baristas there. They're essential. God. Keeping essential. Us perky in the pandemic.
And look, I'm wearing shorts. See my legs?
Yeah, I see them.
Yeah. At 47 degrees, I was like, this is warm comparatively to the Texas.
No, can't do it. Hate it so much. So sick of being cold.
It's not cold. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's cold for me.
It's going to be 70 degrees here today. I am taking it all day long. I made like...
That's what she said.
Going like Ted Cruz style. Is that his name?
Yep.
Getting my ass to the sunshine.
Yeah.
It was not without some turbulence.
Oh, a rocky plane flight.
No. Getting on the plane was rocky because there's no snow plows in Texas, so you have to drive. And my husband's car froze over, and so they had to jumpstart the car, broke the hood. So, you know, it's like dangling.
Yeah.
You know, you have to drive real slow. And it started like, and I had to drive because earlier that morning he was in the emergency room because he has a kidney stone.
What a clusterfuck of shit.
It's like, I did not think we were going to make
it. I can't even believe that you did.
I thought to myself for a hot minute, like, is this like a bad idea? Like, is something telling us that we should not be on a plane to California with all of this? But, you know.
You guys, like, he had drove himself to the emergency room, had a kidney stone, and is like, sorry, baby, we got to make that plane in another hour. So I'm just going to suck it up and we're going to just do it.
He totally did. They gave him a morphine shot. And so we only have one car right now in Texas. And so he drove his ass to the emergency room in this crazy weather with his his hood like flapping in the wind. And then he calls me and is like, you need to take an Uber to come pick me up because they just gave me a morphine shot and they told me I can't drive.
What's with these guys that are so crazy? My husband pulled a little stunt like this not too long ago, too. Drove himself to the emergency room, thought he was having a heart attack.
Yes, I
was like,
I remember.
I was like, I will drive you.
I know.
And he was like, nope, left.
Oh, clink, clink to husbands that get shit done.
I guess, but
I don't know if it's like the safest thing, but.
So let's all send positive vibes that Sean
passes that
kidney stone sooner than later.
It's been.
And we should make it clear that you came to California because you had to pack up your house. It's not like you actually just came here to soak up the sunshine and go to your favorite Starbucks.
It's true. I already had plans to come. It wasn't like.
Yeah.
And it isn't like I'm sitting out on my pool deck. It's like I'm in a shit ton of boxes because we have to be out of this house completely in 2 days. So, yeah. I make it sound better than it is. It's really actually really sad. I got real emotional today.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I mean, I think I'm like, and I don't cry that often, but I think I'm for sure going to cry. I think even talking about it, I feel like I'm going to cry right now.
Okay, don't cry. Talk about something else.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something sadder.
Okay.
Larry Flint died. And I'm real sad about it. So, and that's sadder than you moving to Texas.
I didn't know that you had this love affair with Larry Flint. I mean, I know you like guys that are not attractive, and he isn't. So,
no, he's not. But he's got that voice, you know.
Oh,
rah, 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 rah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, he's got cojones. I mean, you know, I don't always agree with him, but I love a guy that, you know, takes on the man and extremists and all of it, you know, stands up for what he believes in.
Yeah.
In a funny way. Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, definitely he did not get the play he deserved with his passing. Texas Storm took over. Another Larry died at the same time. I think too many Larrys gets real confusing
too
for people.
Many Larrys. Yeah.
And now Larry, the other Larry's having some like $2 million debacle because he had some handwritten will for $2 million, which is like, they said he's worth $150 million. So the $2 million, like, are you guys really fighting over this like chump change? The ex-wife says that she wants it. Kids say they want it. I mean, you know, it's messy.
God. It's messy. People be getting crazy over shit like that. Larry Flint's funeral is going to be in Las Vegas.
Well, that's a perfect place.
They're going to have strippers and you can buy tickets to it.
Oh, shitballs. No way. Well,
I thought about it.
Oh, my God. Of course.
I don't think my husband would be like, okay with it. But I did make him watch The People versus Larry Flint with
me. Yeah.
This weekend. And I was like, see, this is why I love him.
Okay. I think I should watch that, too.
You do need to watch him, and then you'll be like, oh, gosh, Larry, you did a lot for us and our First Amendment rights, and I hope you're doing something dirty with Althea.
Oh, my God.
Up there.
Oh, God. Gretchen.
Or down there. Whichever.
Or down there. I don't know. Like, I'm not.
Wherever Larry is, it's a party, so I'm not worried about him.
You know what's the nice thing about us? Mm-hmm. We don't judge too much.
No.
Like, we like you whichever way you come, and unless you're an asshole.
Oh, I judge assholes.
Yeah. Then, you know, you can eat a dick, but
yeah,
if you're nice, then great. I wanted to give a big shout out to one of our listeners. Carmen had a baby in Texas in this craziness.
Congratulations, Carmen.
Yes. Isn't that so nice? Anyways, I have a case for you that's like down and dirty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
What's that yellow thing on your wrist?
It's the Apple Watch that you gave me.
But it's a cute band.
Yeah.
If you guys want
to
see it, we're also on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
HWTC. That stands for Housewives of True Crime. Search us there and you guys can watch us. You ready for my story?
I am.
Okay. Okay. This week, our story comes right out of Colorado, you know, where it's supposed to snow.
My favorite state.
I know. And you have a house there.
Well, I have a cabin.
It seems like a house to me.
Doesn't have a garage. I think you have to have a garage to have a, to be considered a house.
Okay.
And it's made out of logs.
It's super cute.
Yeah, it's cute. You should come there.
I will one day. It's closer to Texas.
I'll take you to a great restaurant.
Oh, I can't wait. Inside joke, by the way.
Inside joke.
It's really cold in Colorado, though, you know, and it's supposed to be cold in Colorado. But I think cold makes people crazy. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
This case takes place in Greeley, Colorado, where the weather right now is in the 30s to 50s, snowing on and off, and looks pretty nice. Do you know the state or the city?
Nope.
No? It's cute, like most Colorado towns are. Population of 110,000. The house prices are in the mid-400s for a nice two-story. I mean, okay. Looks like a nice place to raise a little family. Mm-hmm. And this woman named Shauna Nelson sure thought it was a great place to raise her family. She had a husband, two kids, a great career in the early 2000s. You know, when we were just starting off our
living it up
journey of being adults. But I'm going to rewind just a minute to tell you how Miss Shauna got to this lovely little town with this blessed little life. It didn't start so dreamy. Shauna was born to a woman who wasn't really ready to have a child. So Shauna's aunt, her mother's sister, adopted her right away. She was raised by her aunt, knowing she was adopted, but not realizing that her aunt was actually her mother.
And oh, that happens a lot.
I know. It does. Like, she knew she was adopted, but she didn't know. I don't know. She found out after high school, and I think that it didn't really affect her too much. She had a wonderful childhood. She was a cheerleader, super involved in school activities, so I mean, I think she was doing pretty good.
Yeah.
After high school, she decided she wanted to be a nurse and soon realized that a job doing 911 dispatching would give her what she needed in that emergency field. So in 1992, Shauna joined the Greeley 911 Dispatch Center and she loved it. Seems like people in this police department really had this camaraderie and the town, you know, like they would go to work or they would
don't
go to work.
You said it wrong. Camaraderie.
What did I say? Camaraderie? What is that? Like
I
a commode?
I miss things all the time.
Camaraderie. Yeah. They would go to work and then they would go to the bars. Kind of reminds me of you and I, you know? Yeah. Her boss and even her best friend were like police officers. So, or her boss wasn't a police officer, but like was her friend. They would go out and then her best friend was a police officer, a woman police officer. Shauna soon met a hunky police officer and married him. His name was Chris, but they married real quick and they divorced even quicker. I think they even maybe just got it annulled. And soon after that failed marriage, Shauna was on to her next police officer husband named Ken Nelson. Ken and Shauna started dating in 1995, married in 96, and popped out a couple kiddos shortly after. By the looks of it, they were like the all-American family. Shauna, the loving Girl Scout cookie-selling mama. And Ken, the police officer dad. I mean, these two were living the dream.
I feel like it's Girl Scout cookie season right now.
It is. Have you bought any?
No.
Okay, so
I haven't seen anybody selling them.
Oh my gosh. In Texas, they're selling them at every grocery store. But let me tell you, they only have one gluten-free box of cookies. And it's not that good.
Oh, really?
And so, you know, I really like the samosas, I think they're called, or Samoas.
Yeah, those are so good.
Those are my favorite. But I feel bad for my daughter because she can't have any. So I don't buy them. But for those of you that do, and those of you that sell them, let me tell you quick something. Somebody sent me a text message that I haven't talked to in probably 10 years. And it was like, hi, this is so-and-so, her daughter's name. And I would like to sell you Girl Scout cookies. I was like, okay, but I haven't even heard from your mom in 10 years, but she gives you my number to like text me to buy cookies.
Yeah. I'm always like real uncomfortable with people, you know, like asking people to like sponsor my kids.
I only ask family.
Like whatever. Yeah, me too.
Because that shit goes, I mean, you know, public school system, it's like nonstop asking people for money.
Yeah.
So, all right. So after years of marriage, Ken and Barbie's dream house seems to not be so dreamy anymore. You know, what was dreamy to Shauna really was other police officers. Shauna had a knack for going out after her shift and picking up on some of the other guys in the department.
She had a uniform fetish.
Clearly. I mean, it started with Chris way back in the day.
Yeah.
And
uniforms
listen,
are hot.
Listen, it really is hot.
Totally hot.
I mean, I fell for it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. Look, it's hot. They come home, it's hot.
Somebody's got to put out the fire.
Shit. Okay. I'm like going to start blushing over here.
I know. What's the point?
Holy shit. Okay. This like.
Shauna?
Sean's going to be very upset after hearing this.
Sorry.
Okay.
Add it to the list.
Back to Shauna. Add it to the list, right? Okay. So Shauna's humping other guys around town, right? And it's not a secret. People know about it. Her boss knows about it. Her boss admits knowing about it. She's kind of a sleaze.
Okay.
This one officer in particular, his name was Ignacio Garris. He was her dreamboat. Shauna fell hard for this guy. Okay. And I mean, a name like Ignacio, it's kind of hot.
Oh, it kind of it reminds me of like Enrique Iglesias.
I know, totally. That's exactly what I thought,
and he's extra hot,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. He is real hot. Mm-hmm. Okay. This Ignacio, I wouldn't say that we would particularly think he's like our dreamboat, but to Shauna, he was for sure.
Okay.
These two, I guess, kept running into each other around town, and they sparked up conversations about their spouses and how they were having problems. And, you know, I think that's one surefire way to make a spark in the wrong direction.
Both mutually bond after both having marital problems?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I think that'll do it. So these two became sexual lovers on the side. Shauna loved the hot and heavy fling with Ignacio, and Ignacio seemed to like the late night rendezvous with Shauna.
Okay.
So this puts us into 2004, when these two really start bumping fuzzies behind their significant other's backs.
Ooh, naughty.
Ignacio was a married man with one daughter and a lovely wife named Heather. Heather was an assistant bank manager, loving mother to daughter Victoria. And Ignacio and Heather have been married for a long time. They got married back in 1991 and had Victoria 6 years later. And by 2003, Heather had lost both of her parents. And actually, in 2003, she lost her mom to cancer. And so I think a lot of drama happened in like the couple years leading up to 2004, when Ignacio kind of strayed away and Heather kind of fell into this depression, according to Ignacio. I don't condone having an affair at all. I mean, we say that all the time, but I can also see if you're in this sexless
you
marriage.
You can admit what, yeah, I mean, you can see that there's usually multiple factors that lead someone to making choices at a certain point in time that maybe they wouldn't have made, you know, 5 years before.
Right.
Or whatever. Sure.
So
we're not excusing it. Don't cheat. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Don't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So Ignacio has said that Heather told him if he ever cheated that she would divorce his ass no matter what. But
fair.
After no sex for so long, Ignacio decided he would take the risk and try not to get caught.
Yeah.
So just as quickly as Ignacio got in bed with Shauna, he could feel the pressure to stay in bed with her. Shauna got hooked. And Ignacio just wanted to have sex.
Well, you know, Shauna is name adjacent to the name Shayna.
I know. Remember? We talked about it. Shayna, like crazy Shayna.
Shayna's. No offense to Shayna's out there. I feel like some are going to reach out to us, but
listen, I like the name Shayna.
A lot of them stick their claws into a guy.
It's true. That,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I see Shauna as one of those psycho ex-girlfriends that keeps calling, sending text messages, showing up to every event you go. You know, mm-hmm. I think I know one of those. Mm-hmm. So as the affair went on, Ignacio says in this NBC interview he did that he just keeps sleeping with Shauna, knowing it was a bad idea, knowing he wasn't going to leave his family, still loving Heather, but noticing also that maybe Shauna wanted more. However, Shauna, she's got her own family. So, like, she's still married. She's got two kids. So I'm sure he felt, like, somewhat safe. But the affair went on. And Ignacio keeps saying, you know, he felt like he wanted to leave the affair. He tells Shauna, I think we should stop this. Every time he does, Shauna threatens to tell his wife if he stops seeing her. So it just kept going. Shauna then gets pregnant.
Oh.
With Ignacio's baby.
That's tricky.
Well, Ignacio wanted nothing to do with that situation. And I'm not sure how you explain a mixed Hispanic baby with your white ass husband. So Shauna gets an abortion that Ignacio pays for. Still, Heather has no idea this is going on. I mean, maybe she thought something, but supposedly she didn't. According to Ignacio, Shauna would actually kind of stalk Heather. She would show up at the grocery store or other places that Heather would go around town and like make fun of her and call her names, like under her breath or look at her weird. And she would show up with her best friend, Michelle, that police officer I told you about earlier.
Yeah.
This is like super beyond me. When
that's mean girl shit. That's
it's super weird. And
isn't it enough just to be like sleeping with somebody's husband?
Right.
Can't you just leave it at that?
You would think so.
Yeah.
When Ignacio was questioned about what Heather thought of Shauna. Like, how, like, what do you mean she was like showing up and Heather doesn't know that you're with this, you know, you're having an affair with this chick? And he said, I just explained it off like, this is that crazy chick that has a crush on me. I mean, I guess you could buy it. But I also think that's some real lame ass shit that he's allowing Shauna to do that to his wife. Like, get a grip.
I've had some, yeah, that is really lame. I've had some experiences with crazy chicks. I don't know why. I mean, I don't want, like, it. I feel like sometimes we as women, we do that. We want to see
the other person.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have never been like that, I don't think. But I know another person that was like that with me and my
boyfriend.
Yeah,
someone was like that with me. They showed up. Yeah, they showed up.
I got it.
And it was great. It was a great experience for them, I'm sure. Because
it was not a great experience.
Yeah, I think it was for her because
why?
Oh my God, because she was beautiful. And she came in with her long hair and her ripped abs and like a crop top.
Oh, God.
And I was working on a boat.
Oh, so you had like your hair wasn't done. You haven't showered in like 5 days.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And she came in like all, where is little, you know? I mean, you know, and she's like exotic. I was like, yeah, you're killing it. But
oh, my God. I remember this.
He married me.
This was a long time, like, my God. But I know, but it was like happened for a while.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, she's a thing. But when I, just to admit that we are all maybe a little capable of being nutso, when I was like in high school,
yeah,
I had a boyfriend who had a girlfriend at another high school.
Mm.
I found out about it because I went to that high school's prom.
Did you see him there?
No.
Oh.
But I started hanging out with people.
Okay.
From that. Anyways, you know, whatever. Boring. But anyhow, so then when I found out about her, also I confronted him and I was like, it's her or me. And he was like, her.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting.
Bummer. But so then I found out about her and she worked at the Broadway. Remember?
Oh my God, yes. Broadway? Wasn't that like Macy's before? Or it was like Macy's after?
Yeah. And I went. I was like, I got to see what she looks like. Like face to face. There was no like Facebook stalking then, you know? So maybe I'm a little nuts too.
I mean, listen, we've all done it.
I wasn't mean to her or anything.
No.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, we all want to see. Like, we're like, yeah, what does that other person look like or whatever? You know, I get it. I've done it too. Fine. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it. I can't remember a specific time, but I'm sure I've done it.
Oh, sure.
So Ignacio, in this interview that I'm talking about on the NBC about his love affair with Shauna, he plays like a real big victim card. And he pretty much says that Shauna had him by the balls and he did whatever she said in fear of Shauna telling his wife, including continuing to have unprotected sex with her. I mean, this guy's a police officer. He has to have some type of authority. I'm not buying the whole victim shit.
Like, I don't like that.
I also hate when I just don't like that. Like I really hate when guys play victim that should otherwise not. And he's doing the deed, you know? It's not like he's trying everything he can to get out of this. So
they always spin it like it's like they somehow get under our spell.
I know, right? Come on.
It's like, yeah.
Like, get some cojones and take care of your situation.
Yeah.
He also admits in this interview that he even cheated on Shauna. So if he's really so sad about having an affair on his wife and can't get out of Shauna's spell, then you're not going to some other woman as well.
He just wanted to.
Dude, I think
he's going to do something obscene, but you know, this one, that way.
so I think it was just probably all sex for him.
Yeah.
But Shauna got real crazy.
Okay.
He even admitted that Shauna would show up with her family at restaurants that he was at with his family and sit like tables away. She also had plethora of pictures of the two of them. Wherever they would go, she would like snapshots of them, which, mm-hmm. you know, if you're having an affair, it's probably not the best decision. I mean, ask Scott Peterson. Okay.
Yeah, digital evidence.
So, yes, I'm sure she had him by the balls, but maybe he just needed to come clean and he didn't. So, he doesn't come clean, but guess who finally gets wind of the affair?
What?
Ken.
Who?
Ken. Shauna's husband, which, by the way, was in the same department as Ignacio. Ken's also a police officer, you know?
Yeah.
And Ken was over it. He's like, take a hike, Shauna. And Ken seems like a real nice guy. So I think he probably knew about it for longer than he had probably wanted to. So he seeks a divorce from Shauna, and Shauna goes and gets herself an apartment away from Ken, and guess what she does?
What?
This chick gets pregnant again.
Oh, from Ignacio?
Yes.
You know, if Ignacio wanted to get rid of her, and maybe this is like a PSA for all of the men out there with a psycho, what you need to do is make yourself unappealing so that they come to the conclusion on their own. I recommend things like not brushing your teeth. Oh. Get a couple cats. Pretend you're talking to your mommy all the time.
Like, that'll do it.
Anti things that are like turn offs.
Yeah.
And that chick will be like, you know,
I don't know. I don't know if anything would have done it for Shauna. Dude, second pregnancy? Like, come on.
I know.
And this time she's not having an abortion.
Oh, no.
And Ignacio is furious, tries to take care of the situation again, and wants nothing to do with this baby. This really makes me hate this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, first, I think he's a total fool believing that she's on the pill. And you made this child. Like, you did this. Mm-hmm. But you know who steps in and sweeps up the mess?
Don't tell me Ken.
Ken. Dreamboat Ken.
Oh, Ken.
Takes sleazy Shauna back, knowing this baby's not his, decides to raise the baby as his own, and adopts this little bundle of joy named Christian, which is one of my favorite names of all time.
It is one of your, it always has been one of your favorite names.
I know. Yeah. If I had another boy, I would name him Christian, I think. Not that I'm going to, but I'm just saying.
She's not.
I'm not.
I'll kill her.
I went to Scottsdale with my friend with four kids, who probably listens. Hello, Sally. But they're little, and I was like, ooh, it's a lot of work.
You're old.
I know when
you're
I'm old.
You're old now. Yeah.
Oh, and shout out to
four
my friend
is great
Audrey.
If you start young.
Oh, God. I know. Oh, yeah.
No, Audrey is like motherfucking Teresa.
Yeah, she is
okay?
Mother Teresa.
Like, she's like a freak.
She's
alien,
on her sixth.
Super mom.
But
yeah.
And the Duggar girl, she's on her fourth and she's only like 26 or 28 or something. So I think like, yeah, I mean, at 28, fine, but 40, no thanks.
No.
Okay. But I mean, if you do it, like, I'm not knocking you guys, like, do it, have it, whatever.
Just do it young. Yeah.
I mean, even if you're not young, fine. I don't care.
Young. Okay.
Don't give me any hate. You know, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So Christian is born and Ignacio signs over all his rights to Ken. So Ken's officially daddy, which Ken is amazing.
Yeah.
At the same time, Ken is living with Shauna. Shauna's claiming that there's no sex. It's just family stability, which, again, it's like, go fucking Ken, because I wouldn't be having sex with Shauna either.
Shauna, you should be doing extra things for Ken now.
I know.
Get in touch with your Inna Shayna, Shauna.
she was still with Ignacio.
Oh my
still.
God.
Can you even believe this? This is like the craziest thing. Like, this is nuts. And And at this time, Heather has some fears that Ignacio is being unfaithful to her. Maybe it was the fact that Shauna told her that Christian was Ignacio's baby.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. I mean,
yeah, Ignacio lies about that too. I mean, I don't know if you just have to be like just stupid or you just don't want to see through the like, what do you call it? Like that haze? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, Wendy Williams, that husband was having an affair for a long time. And she said, you know, she looked the other way. But how do you look the other way when there's a baby? She's like, nope.
I know.
God. Once that happened, it's over.
I know. You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com. So one night, Heather wakes up and sees that Ignacio's not at home. He had snuck out to be with Shauna, once you know. And Heather had it. She confronts him and it all comes out, which I'm sure was a big relief to Ignacio. I mean, he can finally like break free from Shauna, and Heather knows. And Heather actually was like, I want to work on our marriage. Like, I don't want to be stuck in this. I'm just like making this up, but I'm sure she's like, I don't want to be stuck in this depression anymore. And so.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she felt guilty.
Yeah. Like, now, listen, I'm sure she did. And Ignacio says he wants to work on their marriage too, because I do think that he really did love her. And because if not, like, why wouldn't he divorce her, you know?
Yeah.
So he decides to break ties with Shauna completely. And he did.
Okay.
And you know what sleazy Shauna did?
Showed up at the Broadway.
She went psycho Shauna. real quick. She started sending crazy text messages to Ignacio saying that he's going to pay and sending Heather text messages calling her a bitch and telling her she ruined her life. And these text messages are bananas, like bananas. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do at that point. I think you get a restraining order. I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's what you do. You get a restraining order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you even move.
Something.
Because it's bound. You're bound. I mean, it's humiliating, kind of. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to know, you know.
And
you're
trying,
if you're really
job,
focused,
I mean,
on your marriage, well, you can get other jobs.
Well, they didn't really have time to do that because just 1 month after baby Christian was adopted by Shauna's husband, Ken, on January 23rd, Shauna does the unthinkable. Shauna gets a Grim Reaper costume, a gun, drives her husband's car over to Heather's work, and waits for her to get off work. As Heather is walking out of the credit union where she's working, talking to some friends as she's going out, Shauna comes up to Heather in this Grim Reaper costume, if you can only imagine.
I don't want to.
Makes her drop to her knees, yells, "You ruined my life," and shoots Heather point blank in the head 2 times and runs away. Heather's friends are there. They witnessed the whole thing and they are dumbfounded, running around, not knowing what to do, calling 911, praying for their friend. And they tell the 911 operator that it's a woman. And then the 911 operator says, like, "Did you just say it's a woman?" And one of them says, "Well, it looked like she was running like a woman." And they see the type of car that was driving away. And it's like I think it's an F-250 truck. So they say, you know, it's an F-250 truck. And
it's
one
truck
had even suspected it was Shauna, the woman Heather had told her about.
Yeah.
So
of course.
Yeah. I mean, they know. So immediately the police dispatched a lookout for Shauna. And guess who heard it over the dispatch? Ken.
Oh my God. I kind of forgot he was a police officer.
Yeah. Ken hears it and thinks it's a joke at first. Like he thinks that they're just like playing a joke on him, but it's no joke. He hears it again. So he rushes home to check on his kids as he knows how sometimes these things go.
Mm-hmm.
And on his way, he sees his truck and pulls it over. And there is Shauna, shoeless, in his clothes.
Oh my God.
Okay. He leaves Shauna with his partner to arrest her and heads home to check on his kids.
Oh, good job, Ken.
All is good at the house, and Shauna goes in for questioning at the station. Shauna says, "I don't know what you're talking about. I just was going to 7-Eleven for some wine. I don't know what's going on." And the interrogator is like, "You're going to 7-Eleven without shoes on?" It's like, real odd. And with your husband's clothes on and your husband's underwear on. I mean, it was like real fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
And when they finally question her about Heather, she stops talking.
And they don't have good wine at 7-Eleven either, Shauna.
Well, listen, 7-Eleven was the only thing that was open in my town in Texas. And so they had
some Boda box.
They had some nice snacks. I'll just say shout out to 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven is great snacking food.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, actually, I did buy, you know what I did buy there? I usually don't like this wine called Josh, but they have like this Josh Reserve. It's not any more expensive, but it's better than the regular.
Oh, good.
I got it there. Anyways, so she's charged with first-degree murder, and the evidence is pretty stacked. I mean, she wore her husband's clothes, shoes, and drove his truck to try to frame him with a crime. She threw the shoes out of the truck only 700 feet from where she was pulled over. The mask found in the car had her DNA on it. I mean, once you know. And she had gunshot residue on her hands. There was plenty of motive also. Gretchen, as you would say, she's peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Also, you needed to think this through. You should not have committed this when he was working, because then he has a pretty solid effing alibi. Like, how could he be in two places? At least do it while he's doing something else.
I know. It's like kind of odd. I think she went like Looney Tunes, like really Looney Tunes. Like if I got into all this crazy evidence that they had, I guess she shit herself before she went to do this.
Literally?
Like literally shit herself.
Oh, damn.
And then drew a bath for herself and then went and killed her. They're thinking so that she could come back and just like get in the bath right away to like alleviate any of the like gunshot residue.
If you shit yourself, you need a shower. Taking a bath, that is disgusting.
I know.
Coming from someone who cleans up a lot of shit on my children, I need some of those Hello Bella wipes up in here.
I know, right? So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she did go bananas. So,
yeah. Clearly, that didn't.
So the text messages were mounting. Also, her boss even took the stand and claimed Shauna would go to the gun range and pretend the target was Heather. And she knew it. And she would tell her boss that. So there's a bizarre twist in this case.
Okay.
Michelle Moore, her police officer best friend, pled guilty to accessory.
Oh.
So I guess Shauna was actually going to murder Heather the night before, and Michelle was going to put Ambien in his coffee, which I'm thinking this is probably...
Wait, you said his coffee. Her coffee?
No, in Ken's coffee. So when I read this, I'm trying to like think this out. I'm thinking maybe she was going to do it when Ken was home. Frame Ken for it. Ken would have been sleeping on Ambien. And you know how sometimes like people like sleepwalk or whatever on Ambien? Maybe it's like, oh, well, he fucking took Ambien. It's in his system. You know, like what I'm saying?
See, that is better plotting.
It is. And so Michelle admitted that she told Shauna how to get away with murder without like leaving her DNA and leaving clues behind, like hence taking his truck, which matched all the like truck prints through the mud, even like where there was a nail on the tire, it matched. So Michelle takes a plea deal of 9 years in prison to testify against her best friend. Yes, in 9 years. Oh. That's like a lot of years.
Dude, if you're nutso, I just cut you off because I cannot be risking anyone taking, I hand out murder advice all the time.
Oh, I know. Okay. So
I can't be held responsible.
I thought of that. Oh my God. My foot is asleep so bad. I can't even feel it. Okay. So I thought about that, Gretchen. I was like, oh shit. Like we need to like be careful. but because she took a plea deal, we don't get to see like all the evidence that they had against Michelle, but it must've been enough to like really make sure.
She must have been nuts, because how do you not see like this whole situation? And like, you've got like, I mean, if you were doing something that crazy, like having an affair, having, you know, I would be like, girl, get it together. Yeah. Start boning your husband. I would not be like, let's go mean girl the other chick.
I know. That's like, that's extra.
Be like, nope.
Yeah. She's out of jail now.
Oh, good.
She ended up getting a DUI right before she got sentenced. I mean, I think she probably went off the deep end. But
I felt real bad.
Oh, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I tried finding her, but I can't find her anywhere. So I don't know. Hopefully she learned her lesson and stays away from crazy friends. Another crazy thing in this case is Shauna's husband took the stand against his own wife in his own plea deal. Because, you see, the gun used to kill Heather, Ken had actually taken it from the car. So he later turned in the gun, but you can't tamper with evidence, and Ken clearly knows this.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe in the heat of the situation, Ken was trying to protect his wife, but after all said and done, there was no denying that she was fully guilty. And it was in his kid's best interest for one parent to stay with the family. So he testified against her for his own immunity. And his testimony, I don't think like put her in jail, but he just says, yeah, she knows how to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
He resigned from the police department, moved away for a bit, and then now is back in Greeley.
Is he available? We have a friend.
I know. I think he really got the short end of the stick here. He was married to such a wackadoo. But I can't find him either. I mean, these people, I think, like, let's just not be public. Ignacio and Victoria, remember Heather left a child behind. Mm-hmm. Those two moved to Florida. And what I read online is Victoria, the daughter, unfortunately passed away when she was just 17 in 2015, unexpectedly.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. And she looked just like her mom. So it didn't say how, just said that she went to go live with some friends in a different state for her junior and senior year, and was then planning on returning to Florida to go to college. I think it's a little strange that she would move like in a junior year of high school. Like, to me, it means that something was not going so well at the high school she was at. Because usually you want to finish like 4 years if everything's like all happy go lucky, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say how she passed away. It just says unexpectedly. So I don't know. But she is buried alongside her mom. And Ignacio, I couldn't find either, but I'm sure he's still in Florida. And like I say, don't have an affair. His life would be so different.
Oh, yeah.
If he just like divorced his wife or tried to work on their relationship. I mean, it's hard to say, but he lost a loving woman and then a child, and I'm pretty sure his heart has never been healed. So rest in peace, Heather, and Shauna can sit in prison for life without parole, where she's at, Colorado.
Yeah.
Thinking about how many lives she ruined, because it's not just Heather and Victoria and Ignacio, it's Ken and her kids, and you know.
Yeah.
You know, another crazy thing Shauna did in the time that she was with this guy, she got a tattoo of Ignacio's name on her, like his family name. Weird. Like she was fucking psycho. Yeah. Real weird.
I wonder how did Ken deal with that? Did she just tell him it said something else?
Yeah. I did. Like you couldn't really tell that it was like, it was. But if my wife went out, you know, in her late 30s, not that I have a wife, but like even me, like say I was like, oh, let me go get a tattoo. My husband would be like, it wasn't like Shauna was all tattooed up. So, you know, that would be one thing. But
he would at least be interested in what it was.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Explain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's this crazy love triangle story of psycho Shauna.
Okay. That's a WAP.
That's a WAP.
Okay. I have a little something that I want to tell you about.
Tell me.
Because I'm sure we're about to give shout outs. So I need to give a shout out to someone. Okay. Someone recognized me.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Oh my God.
So fun.
Okay, this is what happened. I was walking. It was like real early in the morning. I walk real early. It was like maybe like 6:20. Okay. I leave my house when it's dark. So I have like, I don't even brush my hair, you guys. I'm like looking like butt. And someone yells out my name. And I assume that it is like the only people that I know around here are people that have worked. Like my son has had a million therapists, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's like, oh, it's somebody from my kid's school or like something like that. So I was like, you know, when you're just trying to place somebody, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
I don't know you. You're looking at them all funny. And then she was like, no, I know you from the podcast. I was like, I was in such shock. And I had only had like, you know.
Not even a cup of coffee?
One cup. And everyone who knows me, Tab, can fully attest. I really am not firing on all cylinders until like two or three cups.
By the way, it's so true with you. Like, I don't even need coffee.
No, you don't.
I just
like
it.
The worst part about traveling together is Tabitha wakes up all like, ah, and I'm like, so slow your roll.
I know.
Anyhow, so I think I probably acted like a weirdo because I was just like, oh, hey. I was like, yeah, well, I live right there. This is my walk.
Do you want to give her your house address?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. Anyhow. That was really nice. It was nice to meet you. I forgot her name immediately. She told me.
I know.
Because I'm an asshole. But just so you know, I did call Tabitha 1 minute later and tell her, like, you are not going to believe what just happened to me.
You did.
But any shout out. And if you see me again, please stop me. And I promise to be not such a weirdo.
And I was so excited for you. I was like, that is so awesome. But that's how I am, you know? Okay. Yeah. Let's give shout outs to people that gave us some tags on social media. Mandy J, thank you so much. You're so cute with your, she's like, it's National Wine Day. Clink, clink.
Oh, clink, clink.
Isn't that fun? Jess Kidd, she did a shout out also.
Oh, I know her from the group.
I know her too from the group. You guys, I have some crazy pictures of my husband trying to make sure that our pool doesn't freeze over. Lots of those.
Oh.
What?
Oh my God.
What
I saw a UFO about today too. I'm going to tell you about it on Patreon. I almost forgot.
Okay.
Very eventful morning.
We had a really nice message that I got on Facebook from Jennifer Dove. And I read it, Jennifer. It was in one of those like piles on Facebook that you'd like, it's like, maybe you want to read, not, I don't know. And I cannot find it. I wanted to reply to you, but now it's just in Facebook air. I can't find it anymore. So send me another email. She says she loves salty dogs. Those are like, we love those.
Oh.
Oh my God. It's like
with the fresh grapefruit juice.
Oh my God. So good.
Shut up about it.
Well, it is Friday or Monday to you guys, but you know, also Angelica Brutzman, thank you so much. If I missed you, I'm so sorry. I've been like, seriously, we had the craziest, no water, no anything. So, you know, oh, Adeline Brownback also tagged us. Thank you so much. She does hair. That's like awesome.
Adeline.
I need my hair done. And I think that's it for this week. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to tell someone to eat a dick. So I'm going to say.
Who did you choose this week?
I forgot to think about it.
Oh.
So I'm going to say Shauna. I'm also going to say myself for being a weirdo. And I think maybe
yourself.
Wind power in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Y'all froze up. So wind power, you can suck it.
Oh my God. Right? You guys. Yeah. Okay. We'll just leave it like that.
We'll just leave it like that.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe we're going to rethink our situation on where we get our energy for a moment.
For a moment? Yeah. Because we need to get warm.
Gretchen, you're warm. You have some flush in your cheeks.
Okay. If you, oh, my house is not created to be cold.
Oh, I know.
If, I swear to God, if my dog goes out the doggy door, then all the heat leaves my house.
Yeah. It's, you don't have any insulation. It's like one of the, it's a beach house. So it's like, there's no insulation. It's usually 75 all year long, you know.
It's freezing in here.
Yeah. Okay. So also, you guys, we are on Instagram and at Housewives of True Crime. We also have a Facebook group called Housewives of True Crime Group. That's where we are real interactive. We also have a regular Facebook, Housewives of True Crime, where we just put our cases up. And we have YouTube now. And you guys, if you want to do us a humongous favor, please subscribe. I guess YouTube likes that. And so they give us some credit for that. So that'd be awesome. You just go to youtube.com and then search HWTC. Clink, clink till next week.
Clink, clink till next week.